T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
On the live line with us at 7:14, MTA Chairman Pat Foy. And we've been hearing in detail that your crews have been working all night to restore service, especially on the LIRR and Metro North. Looks like the city transit is pretty much under control. Where do things stand at this hour, Pat?
Well, here's where things stand. Our crews, subways, buses, Metro North, Long Island Railroad, bridges and tunnels have done extraordinary work. So start with the subway, service is restored on all lines. Staten Island Railway running 30-minute headways, no express service. Buses were really ran throughout the tropical storm. Regular bus service, bridges and tunnels all open. HOV lanes open, no delays. On Metro North, really extraordinary work by Kathy Rinaldi and her team. They saw 200 trees across the system, more than 200 trees across the system, down on tracks, taking lines down. On the Hudson line, we're running regular weekend service. On the Harlem right now, we're running Grand Central to North White Plains and back, of course, to Grand Central Terminal. We expect to bring that Harlem line service further north. On the New Haven line, great damage. This was a wind event and took down trees. From a wind point of view, more damage than Superstorm Sandy, but obviously substantially less flooding. On the New Haven line, we expect to be running Grand Central to Stamford this morning in the 8 to 9 o'clock period, and we'll be restoring service north of Stamford as the day goes on. With respect to the Long Island Railroad, we're running service on the Port Washington line, North Hempstead, Long Beach, Hempstead, Babylon, and Far Rockaway. We expect to be restoring service on the Ronkonkoma branch later this morning. Other branches will be reporting on as we go. Long Island Railroad reported, from a wind point of view, more damage than Superstorm Sandy in terms of trees coming down across the Long Island Railroad system, and obviously substantial numbers of trees, up to a couple of hundred trees in Metro North. So this was a substantial wind event. We had gusts up to 75 miles an hour on the Cross Bay Bridge and the Rockaways, and 71 miles per hour on the Verrazano.
Now, have crews run into anything that wouldn't be considered a relatively quick fix, as in major structural damage?
It's less structural damage than it is trees across tracks. Utility poles came down, and power lines came down. So that is the damage. It is time-consuming to fix it. Obviously, we've got to work closely with Con Ed in the city, and PSE&G in Long Island. So the damage was to power lines, to signaling, et cetera. And I have to say that, given the report I just gave, that subways, buses, Metro North, Long Island Railroad, bridges and tunnels, our crews worked in extremely challenging weather circumstances, conditions, and have done a super job.
Now, the MTA's finances were already, shall we say, a little precarious before this. Is there going to be any major financial impact from this storm?
Well, Lee, since you've asked, I'd say a couple of things. We don't have an estimate yet as to the amount of storm damage. I think this is clearly a case involving that is appropriate for federal reimbursement. And then beyond that, we're obviously looking for substantial federal support as a result of pandemic-caused financial losses, and we're looking for $12 billion from the federal government, which would carry us through 2020 and through 2021 as well. This storm damage is on top of it. Among the things that federal funding would support is the preparation for storms like this, the precautions put in place, and obviously the response as well.
Last question. What advice do you have for commuters who would use the MTA ordinarily? What advice do you have this morning?
My advice would be to go to mta.info to plan trips and get the latest in terms of service advisories, et cetera, or the MTA app. There's a world of information there, and I think that is a valuable resource the morning after the storm.
MTA Chairman Pat Foy, thank you very much for that very thorough update.